ओ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। व्रज भूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। श्री प्रभुपास न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 3 स्टेटस को चैप्टर 9 ब्रह्माज प्रेयर्स फॉर क्रिएटिव एनर्जी एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। इट्स 3931। Yes. Chapter 9. Canto number 3. 3931 today. Tata Atmani Loke Cha Bhakti Yuktaha Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mayi Lokams Tvam Atmanaha Tata Atmani Lokecha Bhakti Yukta Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Lokam Mai Lokam Stamatmanaha Tata Atmani Lokecha Bhakti Yukta Samahitam Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mai lokam stvamatmanaha Tata atmani lokecha Bhakti yukta samahitaha Drashtasi mam tatam brahman Mai lokam stvamatmanaha
Please chant.
Tata Atmani Loke Cha Bhakti Yukta Samahita Vashkasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mai Lokam Stvam Atmana Tata Atmani Loke Cha Bhakti Yukta Samahita Rashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mai Lokam Stvam Atmana Tat Atmani Lokecha Bhakti Yukta Samahita Ashtasimam tadam brahman Mailokam stvam atmana
Mataji
Tata atmani loke cha Ashtasimam tadam brahman Mai lokam stvam atmana Tad atmani loke cha Bhakti yukta samahita Drashtasi mam tadam brahman Mai lokam stvam atmana Tataha, thereafter, Atmani, in yourself, Loke, in the universe, Cha, also, Bhakti Yuktaha, being situated in devotional service, Samahitaha, being completely absorbed, Drashta asi, you shall see, Mam, me, Tatam, spread throughout, Brahman, O Brahma, Mayi, in me, Lokan, all the universe, Tvam, you, Atmanaha, The living entities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charna Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki. The translation, O Brahma, when you are absorbed in devotional service, in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe. And you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is cited herein by the Lord that during his daytime, Brahma would see him as Lord Sri Krishna. He would appreciate how the Lord expanded himself into all the calves during his childhood at Vrindavan. He would know how Yashodamai saw all the universes and planetary systems within the mouth of Krishna during his playful childhood pastimes. And he would also see that there are many millions of Brahmas during the appearance of Lord Krishna in Brahma's daytime. But all these manifestations of the Lord appearing everywhere in his eternal transcendental forms cannot be understood by anyone but the pure devotees who are always engaged in devotional service to the Lord and are fully absorbed in the Lord. The high qualifications of Brahma are also indicated herein. Om Adnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjani Chalataya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामिहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So we are now up to this point where Lord Brahma is seeing Lord Vishnu in front of his eyes. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada also refers that he's like Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma has gone through a massive austerities for 100 years. And then at the end he has the audience with Lord Vishnu. It's not that he just cried out and he just sees Lord Vishnu in front of him. No. He has gone through the austerities. And he offered so many prayers, and Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Lord Vishnu's eyes are closed up to this point. And Lord Brahma is asking that, my dear Lord, please open your eyes and please give all of us the mercy. And now we're seeing that now Lord Vishnu is speaking to Brahma. And he is giving the confidence to Lord Brahma, saying that when you are absorbed in devotional service, in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe. And you will see that you yourself, the universe, and the living entities are all in me. So this is the glory of the devotional service. Lord Vishnu is preaching to Lord Brahma the glories of devotional service. And in this particular context, Lord Vishnu is saying that you will see me in you and in the universe everywhere. At the same time, you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, Jayati jana nivaso devaki janma vadav yadu vara parishat svair dorbhir asyan adharmam. There is a nice beautiful verse where it is described, Jayati jana nivaso, means Krishna's one of the names is jana nivas. And both the one name jana nivas has two meanings which completely are opposite and bewildering. Jana nivas means the one who is the shelter of all the living entities. That means all the jana, all the living entities reside in him. And at the same time, he resides in all the living entities. So, in both the ways it works. So Krishna here is describing, especially to Brahma, that completely get absorbed in the devotional service.
By that, all your material duties will be fulfilled, and automatically your spiritual life will also be successful. So here we see that is a particular quality is the absorption in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada describes in Bhagavad Gita, especially in the verse Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana Bahushyakha Yanantasya Buddhayo Avyavasayinam, meaning that the people who are resolute, the people on this path of Krishna consciousness, they have Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. That means their intelligence is fixed. They have one goal, one aim, that they want the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's their goal and they're resolute. But all the other foolish people, they do not have this Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. That's why their intelligence is many-branched, Bahushakha. In that, Srila Prabhupada quotes that how to acquire this Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. You know, Prabhupada quotes that how to gain immense faith and firm determination on the path of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada quotes Shraddha, how to develop that Shraddha, because Shraddha is the beginning of the devotional service. Like everything begins at Shraddha. Adau Shraddha. The beginning is Shraddha. Without Shraddha, there is nothing can be achieved on the path of devotional service. Even Nityananda Prabhu, who is mercifully giving out the treasure of Krishna consciousness, he is giving out the love of Godhead, freely distributing. But he is asking, Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe. Nadiya Godra mein Nityananda Mahajan. But he is still asking Shraddha. You give me Shraddha, then I'll give you Krishna Prem. So Shraddha is very important. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he calls that, what is Shraddha and how to get that implicit faith? And what is Shraddha? Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kaya Sudrudha Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hoya. Shraddha means that confidence and that implicit faith. And Sudrudha Nishchaya means very firm determination. And that firm determination and firm faith and confidence in Krishna is the real currency by which you can purchase Krishna Prem. So that's very important. And then further it is said that Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. That means when someone has that Shraddha, has that implicit faith on, you know, the words of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when someone is dedicated and surrendered to Krishna, then such a person, he has finished all his duties in the material world. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, when one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he is to be understood to have performed all his responsibilities in the material world. That means there is no need for such a surrendered devotee to still run after so-called material duties. Rather, all his material duties will be automatically taken care by Krishna. Krishna will take charge of such a devotee. Meaning, when someone is born, like he is born to some parents, and the mother, the father, they put so much work and effort in the child. They have to, you know, raise the child, and then the child has to go to school. That means father has to work hard, provide so many things, and the parents have a desire, and the parents always expect that this child will grow up, will take care of us, will do something in future. So that duty, that we owe that duty. In the same context, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he quotes Garud Puran, and he says that if someone is not performing duty towards the parents, then he has enrolled for hellish life. Because we owe to the parents. We owe to the society that we are born in. We're supposed to give back to the society. Similarly, we owe so many things to the demigods. And also we owe so much to the Pitaras, all the ancestors. And in Mahabharata, Bhishma Dev says that if someone even forgets to offer Shraddha, if someone is not offering Shraddha to the Pitaras, that means your forefathers, then the forefathers will curse you from the Pitraloka. So much of duties are there for just one living entity who is born. But here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says that Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hai. That means, when someone has finally come to the conclusion of all the scriptures that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate victory, is the ultimate aim in the life, then such a person is supposed to have finished all his duties. He's supposed to have satisfied the forefathers. He's supposed to have satisfied the demigods. And he's supposed to have satisfied the society and the parents. And not only that, for such a devotee, even his future generations are already delivered. So that's a very beautiful promise and very good prospect for someone who has surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet. In the same purpose, Prabhupada also mentions that ultimately the fruitive activities that are performed by all the karmis, what is the aim of the fruitive activity? So Srila Prabhupada beautifully concludes, and I love this statement. He says that the best achievement of all fruitive activity is detachment from material life. And this detachment is spontaneously enjoyed by the devotee firmly engaged in the Lord's service. Ultimately, why people are running behind so many material objects? Because they just want to stop the annoyance of their mind. They have become the puppets in the hands of their mind. And the mind, just like a small, naughty child, is bothering them, is annoying, like nagging the mind. The mind is so nagging that the person just wants to keep it quiet. And that's why the person decides to surrender to the demands of the mind. For example, sometimes if you go to, suppose a father has taken his child to a store, and the father is grocery shopping. The child sees some chocolate candy. And then the child desperately wants it. The father says, no, no, no. Your already teeth are not good. Your teeth are already, spoiling because of all the chocolate. But then the child starts rolling on the ground. Starts to make a scene. Starts to cry. And, the father starts to feel like, oh my God, he's creating a scene. I don't want to be seen as a bad father. So, okay, let me just give him and finish this topic. So just like that, the mind constantly harasses the living entity. And the mind is the reason why we are constantly being captured in the clutches of Maya. Mind is Maya's biggest puppet. Mind is Maya's biggest helper in keeping the living entity bound in this material world. And Srila Prabhupada here, he says that the best achievement of all fruitive activity is detachment from material life. The mind causes a person to foolishly run behind opposite sex. The mind is the cause one person acts completely psycho and crazy in public for something completely unnecessary. Mind is the reason why a person is chasing so-called very temporary fickle pleasures. Mind can make a person fall in love with temporary pieces of paper, like money. So mind is the biggest enemy for the person who has not conquered it. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, point 6, he says, Bandhuratmat manas tasya yen atmai vatmano jitaha. Anatmanastu shatrutve vartet atmai va shatruvad. The mind, if it is not controlled, then it is your biggest enemy. But the same mind, if it is controlled, then it can be your best friend. Why? Because if the mind is controlled, then the mind has become Krishna conscious, then the mind will not dictate you for some bad, temporary, illusory pleasures. Rather, the mind will tell you, hey, it is 4 o'clock, wake up. Hey, it's 4:30, you should be running to the temple. This is the time to chant japa. Before we have to wake up the mind will wake us up if the mind is controlled. But if the mind is not controlled, then mind will constantly drag us away from Krishna. And it will always take us to sense gratification. So sense gratification basically is like itch. Like you, the more you itch, you know, the more you scratch when you are itchy, when you are feeling itchy, then the more you scratch, the more the desire to scratch. Then you scratch more, then the desire also increases. Then you scratch more and then the blood starts coming. And then you feel like, oh my God, now that small thing, now it has gone into, it's become a wound. So this is how the mind tricks us. And especially the people who are young, young generation thinks that, oh, old people don't know how to enjoy. We know better. But the same young generation, when they also grow old, their children, they say, oh, these old people don't know how to enjoy. We know how to enjoy better. So this is how mind constantly keeps, you know, tricking each and every of the living entities. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, when you wake up in the morning, take a shoe and beat your mind 1,000 times. And before you go to sleep, again beat your mind before you go to sleep. Because the mind has caused unbelievable damage to the living entity. And as long as the living entity trusts the dictations of the mind, there is no possibility of growth in spiritual life. That's why the Saint Kabir, he says, Maya mari na man mara, mar mar gaya sharir, asha trishna na mari, kahe gaye das Kabir. Prabhupada also quotes Kabir sometimes. So, this particular stanza, he says that the material energy is eternal. Maya is not going to die. The mind is also eternal as long as we are in the material world. So the mind is also not dying. The material energy is not dying. But ultimately who is dying? The body is dying. So we are constantly changing the bodies from one body to another. And the mind says, enjoy. You know, balyavastha krida saktaha. When you are a little baby, the mind says, oh, it's time to play. Let's play. Let's play more. My children, like, you know, all the children here, they gather and they're throwing a ball in the sky. They're chasing a ball. They're running around and wasting their, you know, precious time in the human body. So, when balyavastha krida sakta, when the children grow up a little bit, tarunavastha taruni sakta, their talks are all about, you know, different girls, they are constantly thinking about, their minds are only thinking about the opposite sex. And all the youth time, precious time of youth in the human form of life is wasted only thinking about the opposite sex. And finally, when someone is growing old. At least at that time, someone should take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But instead of that, Vriddhavastha, Chintagrastha. They are only worried and they are only constantly full of anxiety. And instead of running to Krishna, they are running to the doctor. And they are running to get some medicines. They think the medicine will cure me. The doctor will save me. Or they are constantly depending on their children. They think, oh, they will save me. No. Parabrahmani kopina sakta. So no one is really interested in the higher spiritual reality, surrendering to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why here he says that Asha Trishna Namari. This Asha, Krishna also says that Asha Pasha Shatair Baddha. In Bhagavad Gita he says that the living entity has been captured by the shackles of hope of material enjoyment. It's just a hope. These are the shackles of hope that, okay, I will be happy when I will get a new iPhone. I will be happy when the World Cup starts, then I'll be happy when I will start watching football World Cup. I'll be so happy. Or, you know, some people like, oh, I will become happy when this girl will be mine. Then I'll be happy. So these are all the shackles that we have bound ourselves in by the mercy of the mind only. The mind creates all these different thoughts. The mind is the one who shows us all these dreams. And ultimately, who dies? The body dies. The body, the living entity has to, because of the mind's dictations, has to travel from one body to another. The mind is not dying. These different hopes of attachment, they are not dying. The Trishna, the different hunger for the material pleasure, that's not dying. And Maya is not dying and the mind is also not dying. Who is dying? The body is constantly dying. And because of which the living entity has to constantly suffer. So, Srila Prabhupada says that as long as one's mind remains an unconquered enemy, one has to serve the dictations of lust, anger, avarice, illusion, etc. But when the mind is conquered, one voluntarily agrees to abide by the dictation of the personality of Godhead, who is situated within the heart of everyone as Paramatma. And Srila Prabhupada also says, bhakti burns away all the karmic reaction, not just from past karma, but also the seeds of desire. That means when someone commits a sinful act, he's also creating a desire seed within him. He has committed a sinful act. That means there is already one reaction that is coming. That is fine. At the same time, he is also producing a desired seed. Meaning that if I go to a store and if I steal something, and if I am successful, then of course that action will cause some future reaction. At the same time, I have a more intense desire to steal more the next time I go to the store. So that is the problem. Once you get success in sinful activity, the desire to commit the same sin increases multi-fold. And that's called desire seed. And Srila Prabhupada said that by the process of bhakti, even the sin desires, the seeds of such sinful desires, they're also burnt off. So that's the best thing about bhakti, that bhakti can completely, fully purify our heart from within and without, completely cleanse it, that there is no further desire to commit sinful reaction, sinful activity. And there is a beautiful story that, you know, Alvars in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are 12 Alwars. Just like we have 12 Mahajans. So they call Mahajan Alwar. So like 12 most promising devotees of Lord Vishnu. One of those is called Tirumangai. He used to be a gangster. He used to be a robber, and he had his gang, and they would all go and they literally stop people and grab everything, snatch and steal, and that was his life. He was a happy born gangster, and he didn't care about anyone and anything. One time he was just going on his horse, and he saw a beautiful girl. He saw a very nice and beautiful girl, and he just fell in love. He thought, oh my God, she is such so pretty, so beautiful. So just like, you know, a gangster, he just got off and he's like approached her and he said, oh, you are so pretty, you are so beautiful. Who are you? She said, who are you? I don't care. Just leave my way. I'm going to the temple of Lord Vishnu. I'm the daughter of the Pujari. And she went. So next morning, his mind was so agitated, he stayed there the same time, waiting for her. And she came. But she didn't look at him. She went again. So he kept doing that for a few days. Finally, he again approached her and he said, do you think that I don't have bad intentions for you? I have good intentions. I want to get married to you. But then she says, I am the daughter of the priest of this temple. And my father is Brahmana. And you appear to be a rogue, a gangster, and you do some robbery and do some nonsense, and there is no match. So I cannot. He said, from today I will become the devotee of Vishnu. She said, that's not possible. And then she left. Now this Tirumangai, he thought, whatever happens, I want this girl. I am going to do anything that it takes, by hook or by crook. So he went to one temple, not that temple where her father was the priest. He found another temple of Lord Vishnu. And he went to the Pujari and said, make me a devotee of Vishnu right now. And here, this Pujari said, you want instant, right? Instant, fast food. Instant devotee? Okay. So it will cost 500 rupees. So he said, okay, bring a tilak. He put a tilak on. He put some malas. And he put a thread. And he said, okay, this everything looks good. Okay, you are a devotee of Vishnu now. Then he felt like, okay, that's it. I got the girl. So he went again, approached her. And he said, look, I am the devotee of Vishnu now. Then she said, okay, what does Krishna say in 10th chapter, 15th verse, Bhagavad Gita? He's like, what? I don't know. She said, devotion to Krishna is not external. Devotional to Krishna is more of an internal thing than a show off. You don't know anything. You don't, okay, tell me the names of Krishna. Tell me different pastimes of Vishnu. He doesn't know anything. So she said, you have to become the real devotee of Lord Vishnu. Not just a fake show off. No. And then she left and she said, I told you there is no match and I do not even want to think about anything. I am completely dedicated to Lord Vishnu. So please get away. And this person, Tirumangai, is very famous Alwar. He was so determined that I am going to get this girl no matter what. He started reading Bhagavad Gita. He started going through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. He started reading different scriptures, going into the depths of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to the extent that he became completely dedicated. He even found a nice person and he started taking instructions from him. And he thought that Krishna says that whatever you do, yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi, yat tapashyasi, kaunte, yat tat kurushva, madarpanam. So he thought Krishna says, whatever you do. Krishna did not say give up anything. Krishna said, whatever you are doing, continue your profession. Just in mind, think and offer the results to Krishna. So he thought, what best I can do? I'm a robber. I can rob people. That's my best skill. I'm going to do the same. Because he was not very well advanced. He did not find like a great pure devotee as such. He started to engage all his gang members. He said, we are doing the same, but no more killing anyone. We are only going to steal from the rich people. The rascal ones who have been stealing from the ordinary people, we are going to steal from those rich rascals, and then we are going to offer that money to Vishnu. And he said, how? Then all the gang members, they are like, okay, you are our leader. We don't care. Whatever you say, we are going to do. So he started looting people, especially the bad, you know, the Vaishyas who steal the money from the ordinary people, you know, the businessmen who like to hike the prices. Like even right now, the inflation is too high. You know, people are trying to just earn money. The same thing happened at the time of COVID. You know, people tried to fill their pockets even out of such a bad, disastrous pandemic situation. So such people, he targeted such people and he started stealing from them. And he started to create different food distribution, prasadam distribution. So he had nice cooks. He would bring money and he would literally create a big feast. He would offer everything to Lord Vishnu. He started donating to different good causes and stuff. And he became so much involved in this activity that there was a time that these people, you know, first what happened even in this time, that he would start eating, but then the priest that he was taking instructions from, he said, hey, you are supposed to serve Vaishnavas. You can't be eating. Your job is not just bring some money and you're done. No. You're supposed to serve everyone and at the end you eat. Then he started following that also. So he would literally help cooking, and after cooking is done, he would offer everything. He had proper brahmanas who would offer, and then he would make everyone sit down and he would personally serve everyone. And he would even say, oh, take more. Everyone is satisfied. Then he would sit, and him and all his gang members, he would eat together. So he became so dedicated and he became so absorbed that even a rogue and gangster and a looter, he also started to transform. His mind started transforming. He started to think and he started to get absorbed in the holy names of Lord Vishnu. And he started to absorb himself in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. That one time he was serving with his own hands to each and every person who was sitting in the line. And while serving, he started asking one particular lady, Mataji, you want more rice? Mataji, you want more? Here, take more. Eat more. Here, take. Mataji, Hare Krishna, do you want something more? And this lady, she said, you don't realize who I am, do you? I am the same girl that you were chasing after. I am the same daughter of that priest that you were so eager. And now today you are calling me Mataji, Mataji. And he's like, I completely forgot about you. And he's like, you're my mother now. And he was completely transformed. So here, this pastime is beautiful because later on, this pastime is very long. And he becomes a big alawar, one of the 12 biggest devotees of Lord Vishnu from Sri Sampradaya. Further, he even meets Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi face to face. They both come to see him. So here we see the devotional service is so powerful. If someone is absorbed in devotional service completely, then even if the devotional service has started, you know, has begun with some material desire or with an intention to gain something out of it, like Dhruva Maharaj had a desire to have a kingdom that is bigger than his grandfather, great-grandfather. Even if the devotional service has begun with some material motive, but the devotional service is like a blazing fire that can burn off all the material desires, the material lust, anger, avarice, just like Srila Prabhupada is saying. That's why bhakti is such a powerful, bhakti is so powerful that it burns away all the past karma and also the desire seeds. That means it also burns the future karma, because the desire seeds are going to push us to commit more sin. But if the desire seeds have been burnt off, that means the mind has become completely pacified. So instead of the mind trying to pull us away from Krishna, the same mind will act as a friend. And the same mind will dictate us to and remind us, hey, today is Ekadasi, don't eat grain. You know, instead of the mind nagging us and pulling us away from Krishna, the mind will give us better, good instructions. So Srila Prabhupada also tells that there are different ways to approach Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like the yogis and the munis and different ascetic personalities, they try to grab hold of Supreme Personality of Godhead in monkey way. So there is one time the Srila Prabhupada was going on morning walk and he saw that there was one Mataji who was carrying her baby in a, you know, like a bag. Nowadays they have the baby carrying bag. And Prabhupada looked at her and he said, oh, burden of affection that you have to carry the baby. And she said, yes, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked all the personalities, all his disciples there on the morning walk. He said that there are two ways. One is monkey way and one is cat way. Monkey way means the baby has to grab hold onto the mother. The monkey baby has to grab the mother. And the mother is jumping from one branch of the tree to the another one. And the baby has to grab tightly. And they're always in stress. The monkey babies are really in stress. Because if the mother jumps too harsh, then the baby can fall. And Prabhupada also said the second way is the cat way. The cat way means the kittens, the babies of the cat, they are carried by their mother personally. The mother cat comes and grabs the kitten baby by the neck and transfers from one place to another. So Prabhupada asked, which way is better, to all the disciples? And everybody was like, wow, the cat way sounds really good. So Prabhupada said, similarly, all the yogis, munis and ascetic people who are trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're trying to grab hold of Supreme Personality. They're like the monkey babies. They're trying by their own mental concoction. They're thinking that by their own endeavor they can grab on to Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Prabhupada said, but we are like the kittens. We follow the cat way. That means whenever we are in trouble or whenever we need the assistance, the mother cat is close by. All the small kittens, what they have to do to call the mother? All they have to do is little meow, meow, meow. And the mother comes running. And the mother grabs the kitten and takes from one place to another. So Srila Prabhupada said that this is how we depend on Krishna. This is how we dedicate ourselves to Krishna. And if we do that, then Krishna also reciprocates in the same fashion. That Krishna will also protect his devotees no matter what. Krishna will take care of his devotees, and that is his promise.
Pratigya tava govinda name bhakta pranashyati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranan sandharyamyam.
So this is like Krishna's ardent promise that my devotee will be taken care in all walks of life. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? You can take quick. I want to take question. Bhrigupati Prabhu, one question you have? But the class is over. If anyone wants to go, you're free. No, class is done, Maharaj. Class is over. Sri Rangam, yeah, he's one of them. Yeah, that's how he grew up. And actually, then he continues to steal. But then he also finds some Sri Vaishnavas. And then they correct him. But still he is, because somehow he was getting so much rasa, pleasure in that activity, that he wants to loot these rich people who were culprits and distribute among the poor. So somehow in that fashion he continues until he finds one very rich couple. They are traveling on bullock carts, many, many bullock carts they are coming. And he's like, wow, today we found a jackpot. They have so many bullock carts and they look like really rich people. So he thought that, okay, gather all our boys, let's loot them, then we're done for a year. And then they do the same. They take all the things and they're like, okay. They even, you know, offer them all the respects. Oh, thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming our way. And we are all, you know, don't worry, you're safe. But it's just that you have too much. You know, too much is not good. So we're just going to reduce your burden. So let us, you know, you relax. Just be here. Relax. We're going to reduce your burden. So they all take the stuff, everything. And then this Tirumangai comes to the man. He says, oh, sir, can I take your rings? Can I take this thing, that thing? Can you please take off the bracelet? That looks nice. And then he goes to the lady. He asks for the rings and everything, earrings. And he's like, thank you so much. Thank you. And finally, you know, there is money, right? Lord Vishnu carries money here. He says, can I take that money also? And then this man turns into Lord Vishnu. And he says, my dear Tirumangai, at least leave my money. You are taking everything. Even this. And then the lady becomes Lakshmi Devi. So their Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi, they personally come to be looted by their devotee. So that's a very beautiful pastime and it's very famous in South India. So after all this is done, then Lord Vishnu says, we're happy with you. So no more looting anyone. You know, do this, everything. Then there are nice instructions, nice dialogue between them. And then he says, okay, so we're going to go. This all wealth belongs to you now. All the wealth that we brought, it's yours. And we will go now. So while they are leaving, this Tirumangai says, oh, just one second. You did not give me that toe ring. He's like, oh my God, you're like so much into it. No more. So he goes like that. So it's a very beautiful pastime how he becomes a alawar. See, the thing is, with these alawars and mahajans, they are really like high class. And they come with like a very strong rasa with Lord. So that's why even, you know, Dhruva Maharaj has a Kshatriya Rasa, and then he surrenders to Lord Vishnu. Bali Maharaj has a completely different rasa. If you see him, Bali Maharaj, he doesn't appear to be like a devotee of Lord Vishnu externally. And his guru, like so-called guru Shukracharya, was giving him opposite instruction. But somehow the rasa, you know, like these devotees are really transcendental. So we cannot really follow these devotees. We can only follow their mood and their dedication and absorption in devotion to Krishna. But we cannot follow their path, literally. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Granth Rashi Bhagavatam ki jaya. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Prabhu.